Joining us on the line now is Sharon Rhea. She's been a single parent of three boys since 2002 and has had some pretty awful dating experiences and relationships over the years. She's got a book called Plenty of Fakes, Scammers, Liars and Me. It's the online dating experiences no one wants to talk about. It describes her experiences of online dating in both a serious and comical way, hoping that others can take note. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us and well done for putting this book together.
Thanks very much.
I'm guessing it was quite a difficult process for various reasons.
Yeah, it was, but it was very therapeutic as well.
Oh, good, good. At what point did you decide to put your experiences into a book?
Where do I start? Back in 2012 was when I originally decided to start online dating. And as the dates came and went, the experiences just seemed to get worse. And then I started documenting those experiences, making little notes. And then it just came a point where I thought, I'm actually going to write a book about this.
So the fact that you have had multiple bad experiences with online dating and things, have you put it down to, because I know you had a pretty traumatic childhood for various reasons, and I know that you've talked about wondering whether you've gone for particular types of men because of things that happened in your childhood. Do you think it's that, or do you think it's just bad luck?
That's a difficult one. I think a bit of both, to be fair. I don't think, for me, online dating was probably the best because of what experiences I did have. There wasn't many genuine men on the site that really seemed to want to have a relationship or settle down or find true love.
It must be very difficult when you're dating online for anybody to trust the person who's on the other end of the computer, you know, to know whether they're real, to know whether they're telling the truth, to know what their intentions are. I mean, that must be difficult for anyone to know when online dating.
Absolutely, it's a huge risk. It's a big thing for everyone. I mean, and trust for everyone, I suppose, is a huge thing. And if you haven't got trust, you can't love anybody. So I think those two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But scammers on those sites are absolutely rife. And they're becoming easier and easier to find and to look out for.
Mm.
They usually have a similar trait, similar things in the profile.
What kind of thing then? What should people be looking out for?
Well, there's lots I find that are from abroad, and they usually put things on like single parent, military based, have really high flying jobs, pictures on that really look photoshopped, those kind of things, and usually have English names, but the English language isn't great.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can generally spot them.
Okay. So if you see someone that you think you're not sure about, but I guess it's just not worth the risk then, is it?
Oh, no, you stay clear. And you usually report to the site, whichever dating site that happens to be.
So would you mind sharing an experience that you had then with online dating? What happened and what went wrong?
Well, one of my very first experiences with the date was I decided pretty early on that this person wasn't for me. And I did go to leave, and at the time I did drive. So I got in my car, and he actually tried quite fiercely to try to get into my car with me, And that really, really, you know, startled me, panicked me, gave me anxiety. I managed to get the locks on the doors closed so he couldn't get in. And I waited for him to drive away before I actually made a move. But that actually made me, you know, be even more cautious about online dating. The fact that I didn't know what could happen if he actually got in my car.
Oh dear. So how long is there a kind of guideline for people online dating, how long they should be chatting online before they actually meet in person? Because obviously that's a big step, isn't it?
It's a huge step. I just think go with your gut feeling, because usually your gut's pretty accurate. Mine usually is. But if that person is a genuine person and you have the confidence to do so, then I'd have FaceTime with that person to, first of all, verify who they are and just any point in actually taking things further. Because sometimes even chatting on the phone to someone or, you know, using FaceTime, you can actually gauge whether or not you're going to click or not.
Yeah, definitely. And also, there is kind of a common thing. You mentioned the Photoshop. I mean, it's a common thing that people would assume that, you know, that the photo that they're putting up could well be them 10 years ago or even longer. And obviously looking maybe better or younger than they do look now. So, yeah, it's well worth doing the FaceTime or whatever, video, Skype or Zoom or whatever, some kind of video calling beforehand, just to make sure that they, as you say, they are who they say they are.
Exactly. Because it is, it's a huge gamble, no matter who you are. You know, even if you're just looking for some sort of friendship or relationship, or whatever your reasons are. For me, it was actually looking for the real deal, looking for just one genuine person who didn't cheat, who didn't lie and didn't try to scam money out of me or anyone for that matter. But unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Oh, so what issues have you had in terms of people trying to scam money from you?
Well, I had one person who I'd known for quite some time wanted, this was someone I'd actually met in person, wanted £3,000 to actually start a new business. And to be quite honest, I wouldn't loan anybody that kind of money, whether I had that or not. It's just not feasible.
No.
And as it happened, this particular person actually ghosted me. It's in the book.
What, as in, because you didn't give them the money, they stopped talking to you?
No, just in general, that this person had a habit of, he's actually in the book, and I've referred to him as the human boomerang because he kept coming back.
So what do you mean by ghosting? That you didn't lend him the money then, no?
Well, I didn't lend him the money. He just kept disappearing and then coming back.
How
with
weird.
Messages to get in touch, and you know, I wasn't interested.
No. I mean, the other thing, when you do meet someone for the first time after online dating, there are other kind of rules and tips that you can do to protect yourself. You know, make sure you're meeting them in a busy place. Make sure you've told at least one trusted friend where you're going, you know, given them the location. There's lots of things you can do, even having a friend on the phone. You know, if you're not enjoying the date, you know, get your friend to call you at a certain time, and you can say, oh, excuse me, I must take this call, and all that kind of thing. Let them know you're okay. There's lots of things you can do to protect yourself even when you're on the date, isn't there?
Absolutely. On one occasion, my relatives came with me just to make sure I got there okay and stayed in the background and met up with me later on just to make sure everything had gone okay. So it sounds as if, you know, you're having your hand held and you're being looked after, just like a child at nursery. But to be honest, it's a minefield, like I've said, so you have to be extra cautious and take those precautions when necessary. You can't be too careful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people will know if there are people out there, if there men are out there that are going to be preying on vulnerable women, I think a lot of people would be aware that some women will have trust issues and could play that to their advantage, you know, make out that, oh, don't worry, you know, I'm very trustworthy and I understand that that it's an issue and could be lying the whole time about it all.
Absolutely. And it's not just men that do that.
No, of course.
Women do that, men as well.
Mm.
And I've spoken to people over the years where, you know, it's came from both sides, not just one. And that's pretty scary, because who do you trust?
Mm. Yeah, it's a difficult one. So, and it's a real shame that you've had so many bad experiences, enough to put into a book. It's obviously been going on a while. Please tell me you're happy now. Have you found someone now?
No.
Oh, Sharon. Oh, bless you. But at least, presumably, you've learnt from all of these bad experiences, so you know now what to look out for and what kind of things and people to avoid, do you?
Oh, most definitely. It's been a hugely therapeutic time for me writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a huge learning curve. And for personal growth, it's been fantastic. It really has.
Yeah.
And I just hope that it does guide and help others in the same or similar position to myself.
Mm.
And, you know, having that tool there is, or only can be seen as, a positive, really.
Yeah.
But I not only be a tool, I want it to be an eye-opener for people who are thinking about embarking on online dating.
Yeah, absolutely. And how are your boys? Do they worry about you?
They're always there for me, so I don't have any issues where they're concerned and they don't where I'm concerned, because they're always on hand. So it's absolutely fine. I've got a fantastic three boys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm really lucky.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Well, if people want to read the book, it's full of, awful stories and some of them funny stories as well, and lots of advice in there. It's called Plenty of Fakes, Scammers, Liars and Me, The Online Dating Experiences No One Talks About. It's by Sharon Rhea, who we've been chatting to. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us, and look after yourself, and I hope you find true love.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thanks, Sharon. Take care. Bye-bye.